Welcome to the VAT update for November 2014, and this month we look at five items. As usual, this podcast is accompanied by detailed notes, and the notes themselves contain links if further research and reading is of interest. The first item we look at is off-street parking for local authorities, and this concerns a case which had been taken by the Isle of Wight, but is of wide application, and unfortunately the local authorities were claiming a refund of VAT, which they had paid to HMRC for off-street parking, and which they were arguing should not have been paid since 1978. Because it was a statutory duty for a local authority to provide off-street parking. The FT found in favour of HMRC, and this has been upheld by the Upper Tribunal, on the basis that it would distort competition, particularly from commercial organisations, if local authorities could avoid paying VAT by being outside the scope. HMRC have been checking a number of motor car dealers carefully to see that they apply the zero rating which is available under Group 12 of Schedule 8 to the VAT Act relating to vehicles for the disabled and wheelchair users. And in a third case, which I have seen fairly recently, Tyne Valley Motorhomes faced an assessment for £703,585 because HMRC were arguing that the motorhomes they had supplied were not adapted specifically for disabled users and therefore could not benefit from the zero rating. HMRC went further and were seeking a penalty in respect of what they argued was carelessness on the part of the garage proprietor in selling these vehicles. Now, this was despite the fact that in 2003, 2005 and 2006 there had been four different control visits conducted by HMRC officers which found that the garage was doing everything it possibly could. But then a new person came along in 2010 and decided that the adaptations, including putting a D-lock grab handle into the vehicles, were not sufficiently substantial and permanent to qualify for zero rating. The good news is that the tribunal applied common sense and viewed the fact that the exterior of the vehicle had to have holes drilled in it for these grab handles to be attached meant that they were permanent as they disfigured the vehicle. But actually, I feel very uncomfortable reading a case like this because HMRC have behaved disgracefully and they should never have charged a penalty. Oh. HMRC should hang its head in shame for seeking a penalty, and HMRC were criticised severely by the tribunal judge. If you have car dealers or motorhome suppliers who might be affected by this decision and would benefit from being made aware that HMRC are aggressively pursuing and checking on zero rating of vehicles supplied for disabled users, then a newsletter to clients might be worthwhile. The European Commission has published a paper on VAT reform on the intra-EU single market. At six pages, it's worth a read, and there's a link within the notes should you wish to pursue this further. HMRC have also published Business Brief 39/14, which basically says they're ignoring the law and the decision of the Upper Tribunal because they have been allowed to take a further appeal to the Court of Appeal. And in the meantime, HMRC are not changing its policy. My advice is that if you have colleges of education as clients or employers, you should get a protective claim in because you can be certain that HMRC will restrict any repayment claims of VAT to the four-year time limit if they should lose at the Court of Appeal. And frankly, they should lose at the Court of Appeal on the basis of what is in the earlier decisions. But finally, a light read is available. Published on 21st October, Agent Update 44 is always worthwhile. Thanks for listening.